Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Hey. We are holding on daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Tanu Rabbanan, toward the end of the page, but not all the way at the end of the page. It's 7 lines from the end of the page. Tanu Rabbanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sainin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. And it's also sponsored by Ellie Berman in memory of the fourth yard site of Glenn Norton, Neshama Shav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, we were in the middle of discussing the various dinim of Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether a katan is included in those Yisurim, both in terms of Mishkav Zachar as well as a Behema that's very small. Is there such a concept of a katan when it comes to Mishkav Behema? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what about Bia Shalo Kedarka when it comes to a Behema? Is that considered to be Bia? What about Tchilas Bia, what's called Ha'ara, both by a Zachar and a Behema? Do we consider that to be a violation of a Maisa Bia? The Gemara is even going to raise the possibility, what about a person who somehow manages to have Bia with himself? Is that a violation of something? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, we had mentioned in the Mishnah, the reason that we kill an animal that was involved in Mishkav Behema is twofold. First of all, that there was a terrible mikshol for a human being, so it was because of takala that was ba al yado, and second of all, that it's terribly embarrassing that people are gonna, that as the animals walking through the street, everyone's going to say, oh, that's the animal that was involved in a relationship with that person. So the Gemara is going to have a lengthy discussion going from Amud Aleph through Amud Beis about whether both of those factors are necessary in order to kill an animal. What if you were to come up with a case where you have takala but not kalon, or kalon but not takala? You have one of the factors but not the other. Do we still kill the animal? For example, if a Nachri was involved in Mishkav Behema, or if it was a Jew but it was Bishogeg, so the Gemara is going to discuss and try to bring rayas to that issue. Do you need both factors in order to be able to kill the animal? And that's that discussion is bringing us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin at Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, a chilik between the Isra of Mishkav Zachar and the Isra of Revias Behema. The Brisa says, when it comes to Mishkav Zachar, Zachar, lo asubo katan kigadol. They do not equate, the Torah does not equate a nishkav who is a katan with a nishkav who is a gadol in terms of being mechayev the shochev in Mishkav Zachar, as opposed to Behema, asuba kitana, kigadola. When it comes to a behema, the Torah considers a behema that's a katana like a behema that's a gadola that was a nishkav in Mishkav Behema. So ask the Gemara, you know, the pasuk says asher yishkav ezachar. We learn that in order to be chayiv v'shochev, you don't need the nishkav to be a baronshim. So my lo asubo katan kigadol. What do you mean lo asubo katan gadol? Even if the nishkav is a katan, certainly the shochev is going to be chayiv. So what does this brisa mean when it says that we do not treat a katan kigadol when it comes to the nishkav by Mishkav Zachar? So Amarav lo asu bias pachus mi ben teisha shanim ke ben teisha shanim. Not that every katan that's a nishkav immediately takes away the status of Mishkav Zachar from that relationship. No, there are different levels of katanim. There's pachus mi ben teisha shanim, and there's more than ben teisha shanim. So that's what Rav is saying. That's how Rav explains the brisa, that they do not treat a gadol who's boel, a katan who's under 9 years old, like a gadol who's boel, a katan who's over 9 years old. So even though someone who's boel, a katan who's 9 years old is going to be chayiv misa, that is considered an act of Mishkav Zachar, a gadol who's boel, a katan who's pachos miteisha shanim is going to be pater. We simply do not consider that act to be an act of Mishkav Zachar. Ushmuel amar lo asu bias pachos mi ben shalosh shanim ke ben shalosh shanim. Shmuel says he got the right idea in terms of that there's a distinction between different ages of katan, but you got the wrong line of where to draw that line of what's considered a bias katan and what's not considered, what's considered a mishkav zachar with a katan, what's not considered a mishkav zachar with a katan. The line is at the age of 3, that if a katan, if a gadol is boel, a katan who's under 3 years old, that is not considered a maisa bia at all. all, and therefore it's not a violation of Mishkav Zachar. Whereas someone over 3 years old, it is considered to be a Maisa Bia, and therefore is a violation of Mishkav Zachar. So B'maika Miflagi, what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether we draw the line for the definition of Maisa Bia when it comes to Mishkav Zachar at the age of 9, or whether we draw the line at the age of 3? So Rav Sava, Rav holds that since the Ashara of the Nishkav is derived from the Ashara of the Shochev, which is the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva we learned yesterday, so called the Isei B'Shochev, any time there would be a Chi of Misa for the Nishkav, if the Katan wore the Shochev, so Isei B'Nishkav. So that same age is the cutoff point for the Nishkav as well. But anyone who's ineligible to be a Shochev in the Mishkav Zachar relationship, Leisei B'Nishkav, is ineligible to be a Nishkav in a Mishkav Zachar relationship. And since in order for a male to have a Maisa Bia, for the male role in the Bia, in order for that to be a Maisa Bia, he has to be 9 years old, and any less than 9 years old is not considered a Maisa Bia from the male role perspective of the Bia. So too, when it comes to Mishkav Zachar, the Nishkav needs to be 9 years old in order for it to be considered a Maisa Bia. Ushmol Savar, Mishkavei Isha Ksiv. It says that a Zachar lo Tishkav Mishkavei Isha, that you're not supposed to have Bia with a Zachar in the same manner that one has Bia with an Isha. So we compare the Nishkav of Mishkav Zachar to an Isha, and by definition, the Maisa Bia for an Isha is at the age of 3. It's the cutoff point is the age of 3, not the age of 9. So it's all a question of which one we the givens are, that a Maisa Bia for the male role in Bia is 9 years old, the Maisa Bia for a female role in Bia is 3 years old. Question is, what do we treat someone, a male person, who is taking on the female role in a bia of a Mishkav Zachar? Do we treat that like a male bia or like a female bia? There's room to argue that how could you treat it like a female bia? The age of 3, when it comes to a female, is not based on nothing. It's based on the metzias that the besuleha is chozrim when she has bia pachos mibas gimel shanim v'yom echad. There's besulim there, and the besulim comes back if she has bia pachos mibas gimel shanim v'yom echad. Whereas past the age of 3, the besulim doesn't come back. By a zachar, there's no besulim to speak of. But be that as it may, Shmuel says, but that's at the end of the day, we define the female role in bia as being a maisa bia, even regardless of whether there's besulim or not besulim, whatever. We always define the maisa bia as being at the age of 3. So Tanya Kavaseid Rav, the Brisa says we have a Brisa that supports Rav. Hazachar ben teisha shana v'yom echad. If a zachar is 9 years old, he's going to be chayav for mishkav zachar. So it says ben teisha shana v'yom echad. Sounds like if you're boel a katan who's less than 9 years old, you're going to be pater, because that's not called Mishkav Zachar. The Brisa goes on to say, Haba'ala Behema Bein Kedarka Bein Shalo Kedarka. If someone is Bo'al Behema, whether they're Bo'al Behema Kedarka or they're Bo'al Behema Shalo Kedarka, the Isha Mavias Behema Aleha Bein Kedarka Bein Shalo Kedarka. A woman who has Bia with the Behema, again, whether it's a Bia Kedarka or a Bia Shalo Kedarka, Chayavin. So they're going to be Chayiv. But you see that's still considered a Bia that the Torah asks. But the reason we're quoting this Brisa is for the first half of the Brisa, which seems to support Rav, that really the cutoff point is the age of 9, the cutoff point is not the age of 3. So says the Gemara now, Machlokas Amoraim as follows. Darash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, Be'isha Shnei Mishkavos, Ube'behema Mishkav Echad. By an Isha that has Mishkav Behema, the Torah asks Shnei Mishkavos, whether it be Bia Kedarka or Bia Shalo Kedarka. Because the Pasuk says Mishkavei Isha. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's Bia Zachar or Revias. There's no difference between Bia Zachar and Revias Behema. But a Behema, a Zachar who's Roveya a Behema, the Torah only answers Mishkav Echad, only answers Bia Kedarka, because it doesn't say Mishkavei when it comes to a Zachar who's Ba'al a Behema. So Maskev Rav Papa, Adrab. Rav Papa says, no, I would suggest that it's exactly the opposite. Isha du orchihi, a woman who it's orcha, who it's more normal to have bia with a zachar kedarka. So therefore, when the same thing happens with the behema, a mishkav michayiv, so we're going to be michayiv with mishkav kedarka, because there's some level of hana'a, just like when she's nevelas from a zachar. Ameida imachrina, but some other type of mishkav, lo michayiv. You're not going to be chayiv, because the level of hana'a is not going to be the same when it's shalo kedarka. But behema delav urchihi, but a behema where it's not normal for a behema to be nevelas to a zachar, so it's mistaver that if the Torah asks it, l'chayv lo kol nekav nekav, it doesn't matter which hole in the body the bia is happening with, because there's no reason to favor one over the other in terms of the hana'a. So mela, there's no reason to view one as different from the other in terms of what's called the ma'isa bia. So when it comes to an isha, there's one ma'isa bia that's going to be more of a ma'isa bia than the other. So it makes sense to say that when it comes to an isha with a behema, that it's only kedarka that's going to be considered a violation of mishka behema. But when it comes to a zachar of the behema, there's no reason to view one ma'isa bia differently than the other, and mimeli you should be chayiv in either way, regardless of which type of ma'isa bia you have. So Tanya, we have a brayse that says as follows: Hazachar ben teisha shan v'yamechad, a male who's 9 years old, haba ala behema, that's ba ala behema ben kedarka ben shalo kedarka, regardless of whether it's via kedarka or via shalo kedarka, v'isha mevias behema ala ben kedarka ben shalo kedarka, or a woman who has mishka behema again, whether it's kedarka or shalo kedarka, chayiv. So the brayse says you're chayiv and via shalo kedarka both by the isha and by the zachar that engages in bestiality. So essentially there are three opinions, right? We had Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda who said, with an isha in bestiality, it's shnei mishkavos. With a behema, there's only with a male and a behema, it's only one mishkav. We had Rav Papa who said just the opposite. When it comes to an isha, there's only one mishkav. When it comes to an ish, there are two mishkavos. And then we have a brayse that says against both shitos, that says it's shnei mishkavos, both by a male and by a female. In fact, there was one girsa that Tanya delo kitravayhu, that this brisa is against both of the previous shitos. The marshal takes away those words, and he says those words only fit within shitas Rashi, but they don't fit within shitas Tosos. Tosos has a different reading of the Gemara. So it, regardless of who's right, Rashi or Tosos, it can't be that Tosos was interpreting the text if the text had the words delokit ravayu, because Tosos interprets the text where the brisa is in fact not delokit ravayu, and therefore he takes out those words because they must have not had it, meaning it must have been added in when someone was reading this Gemara like we just read it kishitas Rashi. So someone added in delokit ravayu. Okay, so says Gemara amalei ravina l'rava hama'ara b'zachar. Let's say a zachar did not have a gemar bia with another zachar, with another male, but he had a tchilas bia, what's called ha'ara. So mahu, what's the din? Is he going to be chayiv misa for a tchilas bia with a zachar? The Gemara in Yevamos has a machlokas amoraim about the geder of what ha'ara is. Yevamos tafnun hey. Shmuel holds that it's neshika se'ever, that there's no penetration whatsoever, just neshika se'ever. And Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan says that it's hachnasas ha'atara, that it's a little bit of penetration. By the Isra of Arayos, we paskin that ha'ara is considered to be gemar bia, to be mechayiv, is considered like the same as gemar bia, to be chayiv misa, and we derive it from the fact that it says by nida es mekora ha'ara, that ha'ara by a nida is asura, and we compare all other arayos to nida, because the pasuk says es kol ha'toev sa'el, so we darshin that all the arayos are compared to one another, and therefore if the pasuk is beferush that ha'ara is enough to be mechayiv for nida, so it's going to be enough to be mechayiv for all other arayos. So why isn't it obvious that the same is true for mishkav zachar? It's because Rashi points out mishkav zachar is not hukash to the rest of the arayos. So that's why Ravina is asking asking this question over here. I know when it comes to Nida, when it comes to all the other arayos, Ha'ara'ah is considered like a marbia and it's going to be a violation. What about Mishkav Zachar? Now the question is, but wait a second, Mishkav Zachar is also included in the Parsha of Arayos. So when the Torah says, Ki es kola toevos ha'el, that you've done all of these toevos, Mishkav Zachar is also included. So why wouldn't Mishkav Zachar be included with all the other arayos and have the same dinim as all of the other arayos? So Tosus in Yevamos, Daf Nundalit and Beis, has three answers to that question. Number one, Tosus says that all the arayos are compared to Nida because it says Kies Mekora, where it says Kies Mekora Ra, and the other arayos also have a makar. As opposed to Zachar Behema, there is no makar, meaning Mekora Ra. Mekora means the uterus. It means that area of the body. There is no such area anatomically when you're talking about an animal and you're talking about a Zachar, it just doesn't exist. And that's why it's not included in the comparison to Nida, because physically it's not comparable to Nida. Furthermore, Tulsa says, from the fact that the Torah is mafsik between the Parsha of Arayos and the Parsha of Mishkav Zachar and Behema by talking in the middle about the Isser of being Mavir B'no L'molach, which has nothing to do with Arayos, it's all about Avodah Zarah, so we see that we do not link all of the Arayos to one another, that Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema are in some way different. And third, Tulsa says that the Isser of Arayos that are included in the Hekish are only those who are Darkam Babia. But a Zachar B'Zachar or Behema, it's not Darkam Babia at all. It's not the normal way for them to have that Maisabia, and therefore the Torah does not compare them with regard to the Isser Ha'ara'a. So those are the three Terutzim that Tosus gives why it is that the Gemara is working with the assumption that even though when it comes to all the other Arayos, it's obvious to us that Tchilas Bia is Kigmar Bia, and you're going to be Chayiv even on a Tchilas Bia. It's not so obvious to us when it comes to Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. And therefore, Ravina asks the Shaila to Rav, Hama'ar B'Zachar, Mahu. Hama'ar B'Zachar, so the Gemara says, wait, Hama'ar B'Zachar, that's what you're not sure about? Mishkavei Isha Ksiv Bei. It says by Mishkav Zachar that you can't do Mishkavei Isha. So just like Harabi Isha is considered a violation of Yechayiv Misa, so Harabi Zachar should also be Chayiv Misa because we learn it from Mishkavei Isha. So Ella, so Ravina Shaila must have been the following. Hamar Behema Mahu. Not about Hamar B'Zachar, but Hamar Behema. So Amalei, Imeinu Winyan La'ara De Ksiva Gabi Achos Avi V'Achos Imo Delo Tzricha Deis Kishalara De Nida Tenei Winyan La'ara De Behema. Well, we have an Imeinu Winyan over here, because if you don't need the Torah to tell me about Tchilas Bia when it comes to Achos Aviv and Achos Imo, to tell me that it has the same din as Gemar Bia, because after all, I already know that. I know that all the Arayos, the Tchilas Bia, has the same din as Gemar Bia. So Memela, I could use it to teach me about a Tchilas Bia when it comes to a Behema, that it has the same status as a Gemar Bia. So ask the Gemara, according to Rava, that we learn the Isser of Tchilas Bia by a Behema from the Tchilas Bia that it says in the Torah about Achos Aviv, Achos Imo, Michti, Behema, Mechayvi Misus Beisdin he. The Isser Mishka Behema is a chiv misas beizdin. Lamali dechsiv la aradida. Why does the Torah say the din of a tchilas bia by a behema gabi chayav krisus in the context of something that's not chayav misas beizdin? Achos aviv, achos imo, those are chayav krisus. It's not a misas beizdin. I mean, if the Torah wanted to reveal to me in somewhere that tchilas bia by a behema is going to have a din of gemar bia, why does the Torah sneak it in with the dinim of Achos Aviv and Achos Imo, which is a totally different level of Avera than the Avera of bestiality? Lichtevei Gabi Mechayvim Mises Beisdin. At least put it by a comparable Arayos, like Mises Beisdin, like someone who's Boel Imo or Boel Chamoso. V'ligmar Chayvim Mises Beisdin. And we should learn that the Mishkav of Behema, which is Chayvim Mises Beisdin, Mechayvim Mises Beisdin from other Chayvim Mises Beisdin. It would have been a much better match. So why didn't the Torah do that? So says Gemara, hol v'kulei kral l'drasha u'dasi k'sivinami milsa didrasha. Since the entire pasuk of Achos Av v'Achos Imo is written just for the sake of a drasha, so the Torah writes this, the din of Tchilas Bia by Mishka Beima within that pasuk, because the whole thing was meant for a drasha. Meaning the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Dalet darshins that the entire pasuk about Achosav v'Achosimo is really an extra pasuk, because it already had said in the Torah the Isser of Achosav when it says Ervas Achosav Chalo Segale, and it says the Isser of Achosimo when it says Ervas Achosim Chalo Segale. So why does the Torah then need to say Ve'ervas Achosim Chavachosav Chalo Segale Ki Es She'iro Ha'ora? So that pasuk is totally extra. It's totally unnecessary. So the Gemara says every single word in that pasuk is unnecessary, and therefore every single word in that pasuk is there for a drasha. So it's not really written. The din of Tchilas Bia by Behema is not really embedded in the Isser of Achos Aviv Achos Imo. The Isser of Achos Aviv Achos Imo is from a different pasuk. It's embedded in a pasuk that's there just to give us a collection of different drashas. That's what the Rishonim point out. The Gemara wasn't really asking why didn't the Torah write Tchilas Bia of Mishka by Mishka Behema, because such a kasha you could ask on every Eino Inyan. Why did the Torah write it in a place where it's not needed? Let it write it in the place where it is needed. That's one of the Midos HaTorah. What the Gemara was asking originally was, the Rabbeinu Yonah points out, what the Gemara was originally asking was, not why did the Torah write it in some weird place, why did the Torah write it in a place that's so different from the original place. The Aruch Lener explains the reason that the Gemara didn't ask that they should write the Yisra'ara by Mishka Behema is because the Gemara wanted to add with this kasha that you shouldn't have to learn the Isra of Ha'ara by other Arayos by Chayav Emisos from Chayav Ikrisos. So it's saying, why didn't you just write the din of Ha'ara by one of the Chayav Emisos, and then we could learn from there the Isra of Ha'ara by all Chayav Emisos, and we'd also be able to learn the Isra of Ha'ara by Mishkav Behema. But if the Torah would have written the Isra of Ha'ara only by Behema, we never would have been able to learn the other Misos from it, because you don't learn other Arayos from Behema. So the Gemara was actually asking very pointedly that the very best place to have written this din of Tchilas Bia would have been another Misas Beis Din, meaning it would have been not by Behema, because you cannot learn other Arayos from Behema, it's outside of the Hekish, and it would have been not by Chayav Ikrisos. So the Gemara was asking, why did we put it by Chayav Ikrisos? And the answer is, it's not really by Chayav Ikrisos, it's by this pasuk that just has all these extra words, so this is one of those extra phrases. What would be the din if a person did both parts of the of Mishkav Zachar on himself? So Amalei Kavasta, you're asking me questions that are impossible. So Amavashi Mighty Bailach, what are you not sure? Bekoshi lo mishkachasla, because if the person has an erection, it's not possible b'mitzius that he's able to penetrate himself, because he wouldn't be able to fold his aver around to be able to do something like that. Ki mishkachasla b'mishamish meis. The only way it would work is if he were mishamish meis. So only then would it have the flexibility to penetrate himself. So that's subject to machlokas amoraim. L'man diyamar mishamish meis ba'arayos pater hacha pater. So if you hold mishamish meis is not considered a meis abiyah in general by arayos, so this should be no different. L'man diyamar chayiv. And if you hold mishamish meis in general by arayos is chayiv, so hacha mechayiv tarti. Then in this case, the fellow should be chayiv twice. Mechayiv ha-shochev and mechayiv ha-nishkav. He's chayiv both as the shochev as well as the nishkav. So therefore, there's not much of a shaila to be had over here. So says Gemara, Bamin Rav Sheshes, Ovid Kuchav Malbal Behema Mahu. So now we get to the major discussion of today's daf. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that the reason we kill the behema that's involved in Mishka Behema is twofold. There's takala that was Baal Yada, that it caused an Aveira, and there's kalon. There's this terrible humiliation by the continued existence of this behema. What if you only have one of those factors and not both? So for example, if you have an Ovid Kochavim, that's Baal Behema. So what's the din? Does the behema get skila as a result of that bia? Takala v'kalon bi'inan. In order to give skila to behema, do we need both factors, takala and kalon, and like the Mishnah said by Yisrael, let's roveya behema, that we give skila to the behema because a takala was ba'al yada, and because it was humiliating, that people are going to say this behema was niskal because that this behema was the cause of Ploni getting skila, vahacha, but when it comes to novi chavim, takali ika kalal neka, that yes, it was takala because the Ovid Chavim is also chayv in all the arayos, and therefore it was a terrible avera, but there's no humiliation, there's no kalon. Why is there no humiliation? So Rashi says, because it's dark on Bekach and they're not mispayish mizah, that it's the Ovid Chavim have these kinds of relationships all the time, this is the way they treat their animals, and therefore it's not considered to be a source of busha for them. Rashi then writes, or it could be that the Torah is just, it is embarrassing for them, but the Torah is not going to have such rachmanos on the embarrassment of an Ovid Chavim. When it comes to the embarrassment of a Jewish person, so then we're going to have that extra level of rachmanos. But the embarrassment of an Ovid Chavim who engages in this kind of behavior, we're not going to be so nervous about a person like that suffering such embarrassment, and that's how the Ramban and the Yad Ramah say as well. And the Yad Ramah says he finds Rashi's first interpretation to be very difficult to accept. That's the way they treat the behema. That's the assumption that it's not embarrassing at all for them to treat behema in that way. Okay, so says the Gemara, Odilma, Takala Afal Pishayim Kalon. Maybe Takala alone is enough reason to give a behema skila. So I'm Rav Sheshes Tenisua. We already learned it in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Vashereim Tisrufun Be'esh, that an Asherah tree gets burnt. So Ma Ilon Oshein Ochlem Vein Shosin Ve'in Merichin. Amra Torah Hashches Srof V'chalei, Hovel Bola Adam Takala Al Yadan. A tree that led to a Takala, that someone did Avodah Zarah with that tree, we're going to destroy the entire tree because of the takala alone. Someone who removes something that takes a person away from Darkei Chaim to Darkei Misa, all the more so. So takala alone is enough to burn a tree, even though there's no kalon, because the Ovdik Chavim certainly do Avodah Zarah all the time, and or because we're just not worried about their kalon, depending on which sheet and Rishonim wanted to say, like when it comes to the Ovid Chavim. So the same should be true with an Ovid Chavim's Raveya Behema, even though there's no Kalom, but there's a Takala, so we should give Skila to the Behema. Say, Ask Gemara Elameyato, according to that Takala alone is enough to kill the Behema. Ovid Chavim HaMishtachvel Vehem Totitzar, if an Ovid Chavim is Mishtachvel to a Behema, the Behema should become Asr Ba'ana, like Avodah Zarah, that's Asr Ba'ana, and we should kill the Behema, because it was a Takala, and if Takala alone is enough, you bring a Raya from Asherah is Avodah Zarah, it's an Avera of Avodah Zarah, so by a Behema that was the subject of Avodah Zarah as well. Says Mar, Mi'ika Miti Dil Yisrael Lo Asar, Lo Chavim Asar. Now could you have such a thing, that for Yisrael, the Torah does not aser his behemah ba'ana when he's mishtachvet to it, because balei chayim do not become aser when they are the subject of avodah zarah. The pasuk says min ha'bakar to aser a behemah that was asur avodah zarah lahakrava. But so the Gemara Tamura says, yeah, behemah that was avodah zarah is aser to be makriv as a karban. But there's no isra hana'a on such a behemah. Ulo v'chavim aser. So you're going to think that if an ovid chavim violates avodah zarah with a behemah, it's going to be aser and you're going to kill the animal. There is nothing in the Torah like that. That for Yisrael it's mutter to do, and for a guy it's aser to do. So it's not possible that a Yisrael who's ovid a behemah rachman al son, the behemah is going to be mutter by and Ovid Chavim does the same thing, and it's going to be Aser Bana. So ask Gemara Yisrael Gufei Litzar. So, but why not? Meaning, let it be true that if Yisrael is Mishtachvet to a Behema, that the Behema should be Aser. So Midadav Aravia, just like we find by a Nirvala Behema, that we kill the Behema because of the Takala and the Kolon. Why don't we say the same thing? So the Gemara brings another Shita about a Behema that's Nirva Aslovit Chavim. Amr Abaye says, we do not kill a Behema unless you have both reasons to kill the behema, takala and kalal. And the reason we don't kill a behema when Yisrael is over the behema, nor when Ovid Chavim is roveya behema, is because ze kolono meruba. When Yisrael is roveya behema, you have a great deal of embarrassment because he violated the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he humiliated himself by doing something so horrible. Vizeh, whereas when Yisrael is oved the behema, or when a nachri is roveya behema, klono muat, it's a little bit less of a humiliation. But wait, what about an Asherah tree? There's no great humiliation, and nevertheless, the Torah says you still destroy it. So by a behema that Yisrael was an oved or a goyra's revea, we should say the same thing. That which we say that there's no din hariga when it's only klona muat, that's only by balechayim, which do not become aser when it's a klona muat, because the Torah was. Had Rachmanos when it says you don't kill a behemoth that's nirva unless there's Edom and Bezdin of 23 judges. Rava says the halacha is really like Rav Sheshes, that in Chavnas Ravea behema, the behema does get killed because you don't need both factors in order to kill the behema. And the reason why, if you're mishtachavet to behema, the behema does not get killed, is because Amra Torah behema nenis me'aveira teharig, that only when the behema gets some level of hana'a from the avera does the behema get killed. A behema that you're mishtachavet who has no idea what's going on, he's not getting any sort of hana'a from the ishtachavai, he's not thinking, ah, oh, finally someone's given me the cover I deserve. The behema doesn't know what you're doing. So varei ilanos te'inan in me'aver v'amratara shcheser v'kalei. But what about ilanos? Ilanos don't get any anoa from the avera, and yet we destroy them. Yeah, because balichayim kamrin d'chas rachman alayu. It's a little bit of a different threshold to kill a balchay than to chop down a tree, to burn a tree. It's a balchay is a higher life form. So we're always going to have a little more rachmanos on a balchay. So now the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah that takala alone is enough reason to kill the behema, even without the kalam. Tashma will bring a raya from the Sefer of our Mishnah. Davar acher, another reason why it is that a behema gets killed. Shalote behema veres b'shuk v'yomru zui sheniskal ploni al yada. That the behema shouldn't be walking through the shuk, and everyone's going to say, "Oh, that's the behema that caused so and so to get skila." Meaning there's the kalon and there's the takala. So my love, isn't this to say midaseifa takala v'kalon from the fact that the Mishnah, that the seifa of the Mishnah gives two reasons, both takala and kalon, and in the Reisha it only mentions takala alone, so Reisha Takala below Kalon. The Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's only Takala and not Kalon. Ve'echidami, and what would such a case be? Ovichav ma'abal beima, then ovichav ma'abal beima, and still we kill the beima? So says Marlo, Seifa Takala v'Kalon. The Seifa is Taka talking about where you have both, but do not be medayik that the Reisha is teaching me that you would kill the beima even with only one and not the other. Reisha, hakamashmalan. The Mishnah is teaching me in the Reisha, Da'afilu Kalon below Takala, nami mecha. That when there's column below takala, the behemah is going to be chayiv misa veichidami. And what's the case where there's column below takala? Yisrael al baal behemah b'shogeg. Yisrael is baal behemah b'shogeg. So you don't know that takala without column. You only know column without takala. So says Gemara, k'dibayi Rav Amnuna, because if it's b'shogeg, we assume that that's not considered enough of a takala because the level of the iser is not so severe. Ukidabai Rav Amnuna, and this talks to Rav Amnuna's Shaila. Dabai Rav Amnuna, Yisrael al baal beima b'shogeg mahu. Do we kill a beima when Yisrael is baal beima b'shogeg? Takala v'kalon b'inan, v'acha kalonika takala leka. Do you need both takala and kalon? And over here, there's great humiliation, but there's no real takala because the whole mice was only b'shogeg. Odilma kalon afal pi she'in takala. Or maybe the humiliation alone is enough to kill the behema, even though there was no high level takala. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Toshima. Let's go bring a raya from a Mishnah that you kill a behema just for the humiliation, just for the kalon. Because we have a Mishnah in Meseches Nida that Basholoshan V'yomecher. If you have a katana who's only 3 years old, as we said earlier, today is Ra'i Labia because the Basulim is not Chozrim. So if her father gives her to another man for Kiddushin, Miskadeshes Babia. Kiddushay Bia will work in order for it to be considered Miskadeshes. V'imbal Yavam Kana'a. And if she has Yibum, then it's going to work as a Yibum. Chalbum, because that's considered to be a Maisa Bia. So she's Ke'ishto L'chol Davar, she's not going to require Chalitza, she's going to require a get if they want to get divorced, etc. V'chayav N'la Mishmesh Ish. And if she's married to somebody else and someone else is Boel her, it's Eishas Ish. U'metame is Boela. And if this Ketana was a Nida, anyone who's Boel her is considered to be a Boel Nida, that he's an Avatuma, he's Tame for 7 days, and he's Metame Adam Mekalim and all the rest. So Letame Mishkav Tachton Kalyon, and he has a Tumas Mishkav, where if he sits on 10 cushions, the bottom one is going to become Tame. Nisis the Kohen, if this Ketana Bas Yisrael, whose father gave her over for Kiddushin, was given over to a Kohen, and she was 3 years old, Ocheles B'Truma, she could eat Truma like any other Bas Yisrael that has Nisun with the Kohen. Meaning it's a full Maisabia. Baal Echonin Absulim, Pasim and Aguna. If any of the Psulim are Baal her, an Ovid Chavim, an Eved, a Chalal, a Nas, and a Mamzer, so that's it. She'll never be allowed to marry a Kohen anymore. The halacha is that a Nivala Lapasala is Psula Lakuna. So at the age of 3, she'd already be considered a Nivala Lapasala. Vim Baal Echon Mikala Arayos Amurus B'Torah. And if she has any of the Bios of the Arayos in the Torah, Mumsin Aliyada, the other party to that Bia is going to be Chayim Misa. Not her, she's a Katana, a Nebuch, what's being done to her. But the other party, it's a Maisa Bia, so he's going to be Chayiv Misa, Vihi Petura, and she's going to be Petura, obviously, because she's a Katana, she's not a Bas Onshim. So wait a second, what did we just say? Echon Mikol Arayos, we said any one of the Arayos that has Bia with her is going to be Chayiv Misa. Well, Behema is one of the Arayos, Fafil Behema, sounds like even the Behema is going to be Chayiv Misa. Vahacha, the Kolonika over here, it's this terrible degradation and embarrassment, because it's just the Maisa, such a Maguna Dika Maisa, it's so disgusting. Takala Leka, but there is no Takala. She didn't do anything wrong. She's a little kid. V'katani Mumasin Al Yada, and we still say that that's enough to kill the Behema. So says Gemara, Kivan de Mezidahi, since the Katana is Mezid, because she brought that Behema onto herself, even though there's only so much intentionality that a child is capable of, but at least it was done, but it was done intentionally, Takala Nami Iko. We consider that to be a Takala, and therefore, V'rachmanu hu dechasala, the fact that we don't kill her is a special kula that the Torah has, that a Katana and a Katana are not responsible for their actions. But it is her action, and therefore it's still considered something. So Allah didachas a behema lo chas. The Rachmanus will be on her, but it's not going to be on the behema. So Amar Rava Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from another Mishnah in Maseches Nida, that you kill a behema just for the kolon alone, even without the takala. Because we learn, if we discuss the bia of a katana bashalosh, what about a katan? Ben teisha sharmi yomechad, a 9-year-old boy is capable of bia. And therefore, habal yivemto, if he does, yibum kna'a, it's kona as a real yibum. The only thing is, he cannot get divorced until he becomes a gadol, because he's not capable of the level of das to give a get. And if he's boel nida, he becomes tame as navatuma for 7 days for being boel nida, meaning he counts as a maisa bia if he's 9 years old. To the point that it'll be metame betumas mishkav. Posel ve'ino machil, and if the katan is one of the psulim and he's ba'ol bas kohen, or a woman who's married to a kohen, since his bia is considered real bia, it will passel her from eating truma and from marrying a kohen. And if the katan was a kohen and he took a bas levi or a bas yisrael, he's eino machil. He's not going to be able to feed her truma like any other kohen that marries a woman, because the katan doesn't have a kinyan, so she's not considered to be kinyan kaspo, even though it is a maisa bia. And when he's rovea be'im, that behema will be pasala krava on the mizbeach, just like any behema that's engaged in bestiality. So in a case where there's only one aid that's made to it, or the bailam are made to it, so you're not going to kill the behema, so it's muteris lahedyot, but at least it's possible to be brought as a karban. And v'niskelas al yado, if there are shnei edim that saw this act of bestiality with the 9-year-old and this behema, the behema is going to get skila. And if the 9-year-old has bia with any of the arayos that there's a chiv misa in the Torah, so they get the misa. But in the case over here in the Mishnah, when a katan is roveya behema, it's kolonika takala leka. It's a terrible humiliation, but it's not a takala. He's just a kid. He's not a baronshim. Niskelos al Yado, and we're still going to kill the animal. So apparently, for just takala, we're going to kill the animal. So says Gemara, Kivin de Mezid who takala nami ika Rachmanu dechas aleidi dechas Rachmana behem alo chas Rachmana. No, the din that a 9-year-old is not capable of bia, the din that a bar onshim, even though he's capable of bia, is not because he has no fault at all. He is at fault. He's doing it b'mezid. It's just that the Torah has rachmanos on him when he's a katan, but the Torah is not going to have rachmanos on the behemah. So Tashma will bring another raya. Davar acher, another explanation why the behemah is killed. Shalote behemah veres pashut v'yomer zui shenis kal ploni al yada. That the animal shouldn't be walking around. Everyone's going to say that niskal ploni al yada. So you see the reason of kalon and the reason of takala. My love me the sefer takala v'kalon reisha kalon below takala. From the fact that the sefer is talking about a case where it's both takala and kalon, the reisha is talking about a case where there's kalon without takala ve'ichidami. And what would be a case of kalon without takala? Yisrael abal beima b'shogeg, where the bia was a meisa bia that happened b'shogeg. So it says marlo sefer takala v'kalon reisha takala below kalon. The sefer is talking about a case of takala and kalon. The reisha is talking about a case only of takala without kalon, but not kalon without takala. Ve'ichidami. And what's the case of takala without kalon? Ovid kochavim abal beima. The case of an ovid kochavim that's abal beima because by minim rafsheshes. And like the shaila started out, meaning that there's some diuk to be made about the reisha that one without the other. We just don't know which one, so we can't identify whether it's takala without kalon or kalon without the takala. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day.